Hey there. If you're a smoker, you might want to listen up. We all know that smoking has many negative effects on our health, including respiratory diseases, lung and throat cancer, and heart diseases. But did you know that smoking can also seriously damage your hair health, especially after a hair transplant? So, how exactly does smoking affect the results of hair transplantation? Well, smoking can cause a lack of oxygen and nutrients in your body, which can lead to hair loss. It can also harden and narrow your blood vessels, making it more difficult for blood to reach your hair follicles. This can result in slower tissue healing and an increased risk of infection, which can ultimately affect the success of your hair transplant. Furthermore, smoking can directly damage your hair follicles, making it harder for them to thrive after a hair transplant. This can result in an unsuccessful procedure and a less than satisfactory outcome. So, if you're a smoker and planning to undergo a hair transplant, it's important to quit smoking at least a few weeks before the procedure and avoid smoking during the recovery period. In conclusion, smoking has many negative effects on our health and can seriously affect the success of a hair transplant. So, if you're a smoker, it's important to consider quitting smoking altogether to ensure the best possible results from your hair transplant. Healthy blood flow plays a crucial role in wound healing during the hair transplantation process. Without proper blood flow, the risk of infection increases, and the healing process can be prolonged. This can cause scabbing to persist in the transplantation area, forming thick scar tissue. Smoking can have a detrimental effect on hair follicles by increasing the production of free radicals that damage them. This can weaken the hair follicles and result in less healthy hair growth after the transplant. Moreover, smoking can reduce the vitality of the skin, leading to the formation of dead tissue or necrosis. This makes it harder for transplanted follicles to attach to the skin, ultimately affecting the success of the operation. Smoking can also cause excessive bleeding, which can prolong the procedure and negatively affect the viability of the follicles waiting to be transplanted. To achieve successful hair transplantation results, it is essential to quit smoking before and after the procedure during the recovery period. This can help improve blood flow, reduce the risk of infection, and ensure healthy hair growth. The effects of smoking on hair health are similar across all age groups. Research has shown that smokers have a higher rate of hair loss and poorer hair quality. However, when it comes to hair transplantation, the effect of smoking may vary by age. Older individuals may be more susceptible to the effects of smoking on hair loss because their hair follicles receive less oxygen as they age, which can slow down hair growth and make the recovery process after a hair transplantation procedure slower. Smoking can still hurt the recovery process after a hair transplantation operation in younger individuals, despite their faster hair growth and stronger hair follicles. To maximize the success of a hair transplantation procedure, stopping smoking at least 15 days before the system is recommended. However, a more extended period may be recommended. Quitting smoking before the design can have positive effects on the recovery process. Refraining from smoking for at least 2 months during the post-operative recovery period is essential to ensure the best possible outcome. Feel free to contact Turkey Hair Academy at any time. We're always here to assist you with your hair-related needs.